Welcome to the new. Every experience with God's Word promises to be refreshing and transformational. Receive today's message with high expectations as it brings power, light, and a fresh anointing to your life.
Our God is a prayer-answering God. You know, every time I think about that, and every time I say that to myself, particularly when I'm praying or when I want to pray, it does something on my inside. It strengthens my convictions to know that my prayers are never in vain. I want to encourage somebody who is praying right now. I want to let you know this, that your prayers are not in vain. The God that we serve is a prayer-answering God. It's not just a prayer-hearing God. It's a prayer-answering God. Like I say to you all the time, I'd say that it's not that God doesn't have, God is able to not just listen to your prayer or hear your prayer, he also has the capacity to perform the very things that you are asking for. The Bible says in Ephesians 3:20, it says, now unto him who is able to do, our God is a God of doings. He has the ability, he has the efficiency, he has the capacity to be able to do the things that he says he's going to do. So welcome this morning and be excited in that God that is able to do. Be excited on that God that is able to transform your life. Be excited on that God that is able to change your story. I don't know about you, but I feel some excitement this morning on this whirlwind of testimony. I'm really excited. I'm excited about the testimonies that has been pouring in. I'm excited about the change of life, the testimony, the stories, the transformations. Oh my goodness, God. Something indeed is going on amongst us as a church family. I tell you the truth. And I'm excited about that. So I just want to welcome you this morning to the whirlwind of testimony. And I want you to show that God is ready to answer your prayers this morning. Glory to God. All right, as a way of introduction, you know what we do here. We spend a few minutes during the early mornings of the day, the 7 a.m. to 7:30, and we pray intensely, and we then trust the Lord who we have prayed unto to answer our prayers. Praise the name of the Lord. I have an announcement for you before, and I'm going to reiterate it towards the end, that from next week, Whirlwind of Testimony, we're going to be praying the Pauline prayers all through next week. We're going to be praying the Pauline prayers. It's going to be so powerful. It's going to transform your life. It's going to change your mind. It's going to change something on your inside, pardon me, and it's going to help you see God the way he sees you. Glory to God. Aren't you excited about that? All right, so let's get in today. Whirlwind of Testimony, put it like we always do. I'm ready to pray. I'm ready to pray. Put it on the comment section. I'm ready to pray. I'm ready to pray. Somebody declare it. I've received my change of story right now. I've received my change of story right now. I've received my change of story right now. Say it one more time. I've received my change of story right now. Put it there. 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 Don't stop until you put yours there. I've received my change of story right now. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. All right, I'd like you to share the link. You see the share buttons right there on your screen. Just click on that share button and share with a friend, share with a colleague, share with a family, share with a loved one, share with somebody you know on your WhatsApp, on your Instagram, on your Twitter, share with our community and tell them it's time to pray the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man. How many righteous people are there on the live right now? Can I see your hands wave? If you are righteous, let me see your hands wave. If you are righteous, wave your hands. Fantastic. Okay, we are not supposed to say fantastic again. Excellent. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Excellent. You are a righteous man. And the prayer of a righteous man makes tremendous power available. And it's that power that is dynamic. And it's working. So you're about to make power available again today, and that power will be dynamic and it's working. Are you ready to pray? All right, if you've done that, if you've shared the link, we're going to be praying on something that the Lord has put in my spirit this morning, and we're going to be praying on that right now. And I believe that God is set to do something magnificent in your life in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Last night, while I was meditating on what we're going to be praying about today on the Whirlwind of Testimony, the Lord started to put in my spirit two things. And the first one is we're going to be praying on divine direction. You know, there are people who are currently listening to me right now. You are about to make decisions and you do not know what decision to make. There are for some category of people like that. And there are some people under the sound of my voice, you are in a phase in your life, you feel seem stuck, and you don't know what step to take. That's another category of people. You don't even know what step to take, and but you know in your inside you are stuck. There's another category of people that you arrive there, but there is a decision required for you to enter into the things you have been believing God for. A decision required, a direction required, but you don't have that direction. You are clueless about the direction. You are clueless about the direction. But there is a direction. The Bible says, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Today, you are going to receive that direction from the Lord. In the name of Jesus, by the reason of this prayer, by the reason of the fact that our God is a prayer answering God, you are going to receive that divine direction today. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, sometimes, I don't know if this has happened to you before, you're trying to plug your phone and you plugged it in the socket, and while you plugged it, you're putting in the charger there, and you're wondering why the phone is not charging. You remove it a couple of times, you put it back, you remove it, you put it back. Sometimes you know what some of you do. you put it in your mouth and then you try it again and it's not working. And then only for you to realize that the charger is disconnected, you know, from the wire. You just find out that there's a disconnection there. It didn't fit in very well. Just that slight removal did not allow the phone to charge because of a small, slight disconnection. Divine direction is the missing puzzle many times for people's destiny. In fact, the word destiny is for destination, but there is no destination without direction. You can't have a destination until there is a direction to the destination. Glory to God. This is why divine direction is critical in the journey of a man's life. It is so critical. And that's why we pray these prayers, so that we can receive divine direction. The Bible says in the book of John 14:6, it says, I am the way, Jesus speaking there, the truth and the life. I am the way. There is a way. And in that way is truth. I am the way, the truth, and the life. And so every time God wants to begin to change your life, it will tell you, Abraham, leave thy father and thy kindred to a land that I will show you. Until that voice comes of divine direction, there will be no divine allocation. Until there is a divine direction in God's word towards you, there will be no divine allocation. In fact, your divine allocation is hidden on the premise until you find out the divine direction. That divine allocation is just there, been waiting for you before the foundation of the earth. And that's why it's important that we pray in the Spirit. That's why we pray in tongues, so that we can search the deep things of God. Glory be to God. The Bible says the secret things belongs to God. And as we pray in the Spirit, begin to search these things out. Praise the name of the Lord. And that's why this morning, we're going to be praying on divine direction. I wanted to put it in a comment section. Ask somebody beside you right there that you can see there on that session and tell them, are you ready to pray? Call their name out. Are you ready to pray? I wanted to pray for divine direction. As a church, you need to pray for the divine direction. As a family, you need to pray for divine direction. The reason why some families might not be moving the way they ought to move is because there is no clear direction. The Bible says the labor of the fool weary them, for they do not know how, no direction. They do not know how to enter into the city. Glory to God. Do you know that you can have a brilliant idea, but you don't have direction on the execution of that idea? It's as though you have no idea, even though you have the idea, but there is no direction on the execution of that idea. Today, by the power of the Spirit, you will receive direction on which way to go. No longer would you be stuck in your life. In the name of Jesus, let me tell you something. You are one direction away from your breakthrough. You are one direction away from your breakthrough. You are one direction away from Naaman. Naaman, go and dip yourself 7 times in the water. Direction. Fill the water pots with water. Direction. Do you know that until that was done, there was confusion. There was lack. But the lack was the lack in their mind. There was supply right there. Until direction came, their eyes would never see supplies. This is one of the ways the professions of God to bless men. By showing them the way and the direction to take for their lives. By doing that, you are able to enter into the things that God has designed for you. Divine direction. I'm going to pray intensely today. If that's all you do for the next 15 minutes, I tell you, you have added something valuable to your life this day. Divine direction. Are you ready to pray with me? Are you ready to new? I want you to also, don't forget to share the link, because somebody needs to join these prayers and they need to pray intensely for that. There are many things hanging in the air. That's the only direction. Has this happened to you before? You were going out in the morning and as you were on your way, you just thought to yourself, this is the route I take to work. But something inside of you told you not to take that route. Then eventually you took another route, only for you to find out that the route you were going to take before, you were going to be there for another 3-4 hours in traffic. But that's something inside of you that told you, which is the Spirit of God, told you to take another route, gave you a new direction away from where you usually would pass. But by that direction, you got to where you were going to faster. Listen to me. When there is no divine direction, there's usually delays. Whenever there is no divine direction in people's life, there is usually delay. In fact, sometimes when there is a delay in someone's life, check it very well, there is a direction issue going on there. There is a wisdom issue going on there. This is why it is critical to pray concerning divine direction. Are you ready to pray with me this morning? Come on, lift up your hands and declare these words with me. In the name of the Lord Jesus, today, I, Shola Okodwa, put your name right there. I receive clarity of direction concerning every area of my life. In the name of Jesus, the things that I'm supposed to be in right now, the doors that ought to have opened for me right now that have not opened for me by the reason of lack of direction, today in this moment, I receive divine direction. I receive divine direction by the Spirit. Right here and right now, I will know what to do. Listen, there is a way today as you are praying right now, I want you to, if you can, shut your eyes and you're going to pray intensely for 10 minutes. If you can, I want you to do it. You are going to stay there. Pastors, pray for this. Are you getting what I'm saying? Family, pray for this. Businesses, pray for this. Finance, people in the career, pray for this. If you're if you're a student, you're writing your MBA, you're writing your PhD, pray for this. You have divine direction to have, to know this, the specificity, to know the exactly, to know how, exactly what to do. Precision and accuracy. Glory be to God. Are you ready to pray? I receive divine direction. There's something God has been telling you that He wants you to do. He wants you to buy a property. He wants you to move into this place. There's a direction required to get that thing done. You're going to lift your voices to God right now and decree it and say in the name of Jesus, I receive that divine direction that accelerates my journey. I receive that divine direction that accelerates my journey. I receive that divine direction that accelerates my journey. Come on, go ahead. I'm going to pray in the Spirit right now. Somebody pray in the Spirit. I hear the Lord say He's giving some people fresh vision. Until fresh vision comes, there will be no direction because your direction is cut out from your vision. Receive fresh vision right now. Receive fresh vision right now. Receive fresh vision right now. In the name of Jesus. I hear God say that somebody on the side of my voice, the vision for your business is stale. The one you are currently operating with is stale. The cloud has moved away from it. In the name of Jesus Christ, receive fresh vision. You are the head of that team at work. Receive direction to take that team to a whole new level exponentially. financially in the name of Jesus. Leprokosonde lekabaya, lekrosondo robakonde lekatalia, yorobonshondo lobakedia kata. You and your finances are fiancé are planning to get married. Receive direction. Lakroporo akeshekelia kopodwa, le bondo kosende. That complaint concerning your finances all these many years in the name of Jesus. The problem there is direction. I declare and decree over your life. Receive direction right now. Leprokosondo robokoto. No longer will you be stalked. No longer will you be stalked. No longer will you be stalked. Elakarwa petelia. From today, I hear the Lord say, from today, clarity on the voice of God. Clarity on the voice of God. Clarity on the voice of God. No longer will you make decisions only to look back and say, I don't even think it was God that spoke to me then. In the name of Jesus, that time-wasting thing, akaropo kotelia katelia koborwa, eshelela bakata labadabada, eshendele katabra, lack of direction will not waste your time. Ele koboro kosunto, la radiko prode kashendele kabaya, rakesondele kata. Somebody pray in the spirit. Don't just stay there and listen to prayers. Please pray in the spirit. I receive direction. I receive direction. Le ropodia lakelia, esonde, le risco dove, le crosondo robandia kaba, ale kosondo roboko shendele katalia. In the name of Jesus, la pokotondo boronte lagatile abronda kaba. I receive divine direction. In the name of Jesus, did you see how Jesus moved on the earth? He knew exactly where to go. He knew the places to go to. He knew where to go to. He knew where not to go to by direction. You see, there is an accuracy and a precision required at certain stage of your life. You are in that stage of your life where you require such precision, such accuracy, without guesswork, without trial and error. You are not trying to do things and try things out. You know directly, exactly. Oh, rabelia kosonda lakata. That thing called exactly what to do. Alero pondo, I pin it in your spirit right now. Ela kope rokoso kota kaya karota kayika. Arakate keya karopo rokotelia. I pin it in your spirit right now. Exactly what to do, my God. Lerako peli. Whenever you have to pick between two, you will know exactly what to pick. If there are two choices like this in the spirit, you know that thing when there's one thing here, another thing here, then they tell you to pick, and you always pick the wrong one. If there are two choices in the spirit, by the power of the spirit from today, you will pick the right one. You will pick the right one. Receive precision. Receive accuracy. Larados carry. Lecrete cuborovilea, ecaporo zelecaia, eracoche de Catolia, irasondoro bacete, librosonde de lecadia, lacobondo lecatelia cobora, la roche de lecochon de lecazi, le racatelia cobo, racasonde redere. Gain advantage by direction, gain advantage by precision, gain advantage by precision in the name of Jesus Christ. El corua parate le cazuia, le cacaria coporua, igaso de laca, licrecondo. Bakataya, Igresundo Robacadia, Ecarombo Roco Shandela Cataya, Iracondo Robacaria, Egrequesque Regate, Eracotonde Lecaba, Eracando Roboco Shendela Caba, Ecasondo Robacada Labaca, Alacata Ketekeke. No longer would you be blind. I take in the name of Jesus, I take advantage over every spiritual blindness in your spirit. Lara Catolia Cabaya Cadaba, let the light of God shine on your inside right now. I declare illumination in your spirit. Illumination in your spirit. The new illumination in your spirit. La copa racatelli. You have been trying one way all these years, but it's not working out. You have been trying it over and over again, but it's not working out. But from today, receive precision. Receive direction in the name of Jesus. La porocotelia paracate. There are people under the sound of my voice. God has given you a big tax for the year 2024. You know what God told you is put something big in your spirit, a big vision. Ale cobre diga sisa, either starting a business, either starting a career, either getting married, either building the finances, something massive and big, but you don't know how you're going to go about it. You don't know how you're going to go about it, but he's told you the destination, but you don't know the how. Right now, in the name of the Lord Jesus, receive the roadmap, receive the roadmap, receive the roadmap, receive the roadmap, receive the roadmap. Ele kosho kobari, eke kobara kashide. Eratoro wa paraka akakoru keleka suda ile kekeli ya koporo wa keshida la rusotombe leke
Eti eshelege dege dega laba ile koboroko skira karya bada ile kodoba. No longer will you be tossed to and fro by anything. No longer will you be tossed to and fro by any suggestion. No longer will you be tossed to and fro. In the name of the Lord Jesus, elako rapandele kasha. Churches receive precision. Elakara katalia kaporwa katali. Esondele katalia koboro vele. Esele karabanaba. Family receive precision. Lekara kaporwa keshe deke dekaya. Alakara panda. In the name of Jesus, your joy will not be sapped out by the lack of direction. You will not weary out by the lack of direction. You will not roam around in circles because there is no direction. Light is shining on your path. Light is shining on your path. Light is shining on your path. Somebody type it right there. Say, light is shining on my path. 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 No more darkness on your way. No more darkness on your path. In the name of Jesus. Every steps you have missed, everyone who has outpaced you because you had no clue of what to do when you ought to do. Oh, I hear what in my spirit. From today, you will know your time of visitation. From today, you will know your time of visitation. Circles of seasons will not be passing you by anymore because you are not aware. From today, your sensitivity is heightened. From today, your sensitivity is heightened. You will know your time of visitation. You will not be sleeping in your time of visitation. You will not be sleeping in your time of visitation. In the name of Jesus Christ, ela porwa kashata, ile koboroko sendele katalia kapa, iraka sondoro batilia, ela pondo poroko sheneka, ela kambrodoko sonda. When it's time for you to be manifesting, that's not the time you'll be putting yourself together. No, you will be entering into seasons as season comes, and you'll be acing seasons by the Spirit. Receive that precision in your spirit. Ela korwa, listen to me, children of God. Something is happening in this prayer that I'm praying with you this morning. La korwa. Receive that precision in your spirit. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. Somebody declare it in the name of Jesus. Put it in the comment section. Let it be your own word. From today, I will know my time of visitation. From today, I will know my time of visitation. Put it there. And as you put it there, I want you to say it loud. I see it in the spirit. There are people that have been missing timing. Because they are not aware. And when they are aware, they add no strength to do what it takes to ensure that the timing of God works in their favor. They add no strength, and some are not aware. But from today, in the name of Jesus, you will be aware. And you will have what it takes. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We give you praise and glory. in Jesus' mighty name. Alebuila barante lebo sunta laga irata ne kabondo sundelebete alamanda su.
Somebody declare it. I host opportunities.
Oh lamakari loko sunda lagevarunta. Somebody declare it again. That's the word of the Lord today. I host opportunities. I house opportunities. I host opportunities. You know why you're hosting opportunities? Because from today, you will know your time of visitation. From today, I say it again to you. Barade Kozundia, as a prophet, oh, I declare it in the name of Jesus. You will know your time of visitation. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you host opportunities. Elabanda. Look, you have to be bold about what you believe. You have to say it unashamedly about what you believe. Let no one despise your youth, scripture says. You have to be able to say the things that you know that God wants to do in your life. You have to say it boldly. I'm going to kill this Goliath. You have to be able to say things like that, irrespective of what people think about you. I say to you again, and I want you to declare it, from today, I host opportunities. In other words, when people are looking for opportunities, you will be the reference point to come and ask, do you have any opportunity? Because they know opportunity always finds their ways to you. My goodness God, I decree it again. From today, you would host opportunities. When you are doing, the opportunities will be coming your way. In Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Lord. We're going to take our confession. There's a confession we're going to take. It's so powerful. I heard it in the Lekki Church. And I was so stirred by it. And we're going to take it. And as you take it, anyone that hits your spirit, I want you to write it there. I want you to say it and put it there. Are you with me? That's what we're going to do as we close the wild wind of testimonies today. I want you to not forget, share your testimonies. You see right there, you can share your testimonies. I want you to be intentional. Let's share testimonies. Lots of testimonies are coming in and people are truly getting a lot of testimonies. And so let's do that by encouraging other people to let them know that God is indeed mighty in our midst and is moving. Are you ready to make this confession with me? Say this with me in the name of Jesus. Today, I decree concerning every area of my life, I reproduce and I'm fruitful. From today, I multiply and I experience the testimony of explosion. The hand of God is upon my life and I experience accelerated growth in all aspects of my life. I'm divinely assisted, marvelously held by God, and my life experience exponential growth. The wild wind of testimony has been blown in my direction. In the name of Jesus, the beauty of God is upon my life. It is causes me to be favored and attractive, and the works of my hands are established. I have entered into a season of fatness, and I'm robust. My business, career, academics, finances are robust in the name of Jesus. Everything that is due to me has come to me now in the name of Jesus. I am fat and flourishing. Everything that is due to me has come to me now. I am fat and flourishing in the name of Jesus. The attention of God is upon me. The spotlight of God is upon my life. I'm a city set on a hill. I cannot be hidden. My potentials, gifts, business, career are visible in the name of Jesus. I cannot be hidden. By the Spirit, I enter into divine opportunities. I am set up for divine upliftment in the name of Jesus. I'm reshuffled for elevation and manifestation and expansion in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I lay hold of what is mine in every season of my life. I resist every opposition and I condemn every voice of manipulation in my life. I step fully into the plans and purpose of God for my life. Where my life and destiny is concerned, I'm divinely preserved and protected. As a son, I experience divine direction and I do not go where grace has not led me. In the name of Jesus, the shield of protection is around me and all that concerns me concerning my family, businesses, career, finances, relationships. I announce a no-fly zone for every swarms of fly in the name of Jesus. Henceforth, let no man trouble me, for I bear my body the very mark of Christ. I'm marked, my family and businesses and all that concerns me. I'm marked in the name of Jesus. This season, I enjoy angelic assistance in all my endeavors. My angels are on guard all the time and I'm heavily defended. Nothing breaks down around me. In the name of Jesus, in this season, I'm unleashed to fly. I am unleashed to fly. Every snare is broken and I have have escaped in the name of Jesus. From today, I wear a robe of royalty and I'm beautified by grace. In the name of Jesus, I come into a season of unprecedented opportunities and growth. In the name of Jesus, a season of uncommon results, massive harvest, and household blessings. In the name of Jesus, the spirit of favor is alighted over me and my household. In the name of Jesus, I decree that angels are dispersed to bring these words to pass and make them my reality. In the name of Jesus, I decree that I'm blessed. The blessing of the Lord that maketh rich and added no sorrow is upon me. The blessing is in me, on me, and round about me. The blessing is activated in my going out and in my coming in and in all that I'm about. Hence, the blessing causes me to prosper. In the name of Jesus, from today, the wild wind of opportunities, open doors, financial increase, healings, breakthroughs, testimonies has been blown in my direction. My testimony is now. Somebody declare it. My testimony is now. Somebody declare it one more time. My testimony is now. It's my set time. And I rejoice. I rejoice. I rejoice. I rejoice. For I know my season of testimony. I know my season of elevation. In the name of Jesus, I rejoice. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Somebody declare it. My time of visitation has started now. My time of visitation has started now. My time of visitation has started now. And I'm aware about it. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Glory to God. What a day. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory.
We hope you were greatly blessed by today's message because God still has so much He wants to share with you. So stay connected every week to experience uplifting and life-changing moments in His presence.